guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. He is an emeritus professor of geography. He has five websites, naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, 911nwo.com, ericcarlstrom.com, and mywebsiteplus.com. All right, you were going to tell us about three things.
Yeah, this is Dr. Fred Emery, behavioral scientist at Tavistock, outlining three phases of social environmental turbulence that are actually contrived, that is to say, you know, put together and implemented against a target population by their social engineers. Okay, we have to look at our lives now in these terms. And these three phases are, one, superficiality, in which the threatened population adopts shallow sloganeering in place of ideals. Two, fragmentation and panic, in which, quote, social cohesion falls apart. And number three, passive maladaption, in which victims take, quote, fantasy trips of internal migration, introspection, and obsession with self. This last phase is referred to as, quote, dissociation and self-realization. All of these, okay, so at the individual level and at the group level, what the social engineers, the psychiatrists want to do is cause the individual or the group to dissociate, which is to freak out so that they can't really be present and apply themselves mentally to what's going on. And, of course, 9-1-1 and the Kennedy assassination were perfect examples. We're just all totally in shock, and this is part of the psychological operation. And then Daddy Bush or somebody comes in to reassure us and tell us that, you know, everything's okay if we just go shop again or whatever. So these orchestrated events are directed against the entire domestic population. So we have to look at this as terrorism, really, because what they're trying to do is terrorize and rob the domestic population of their ability to think critically and to think appropriately and to think and to defend themselves. You know, Theodore Herzl, the father of modern Zionism, says anti-Semitism is just self-defense. You know, if you've got a group of people that's trying to destroy you, gosh, maybe, you know, like the Palestinians, for instance, of course you're going to want to preserve your country and your home, et cetera. So this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with very, very sophisticated ways to neutralize a domestic population, you know, through many different kinds of mind control. But the most extreme forms are like Dr. Ewan Cameron's experiments up at McGill University in the 50s. He was a CIA subcontractor. He was also the head of the American Psychological Association, the Canadian Psychological Association, and the World Psychological Association. And he was a high-level Freemason, and he was a friend of John Rawlings Rees of the Tavistock Institute. So these guys are connected. His goal was to first, depattern the mind, which is completely erase it, and number two, rebuild it. So the first phase was called depatterning, and he used massive doses of electroshock, 20 times more than the highest recommended. He used LSD, he used sensory deprivation, he kept people drugged in induced comas for 70 days. He actually succeeded in erasing some of his patients' memories. Now, these patients were unwitting victims. They came in there with minor psychological problems, like one lady had postpartum depression. Well, this lady wound up having her first 26 years of her life erased. Her name was Linda McDonald, and she did eventually sue and get, I don't know, $100,000 from the Canadian government, because it was a Canadian government and CIA joint project. But then the next phase, after he erased the mind, he wanted to reconstitute it with what he called psychic driving. And they would put football helmets on them and play tapes for 18 hours a day, telling them they're no good or they need to do this or whatever. So bottom line, you want to erase
doctor,
the mind.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have to go to a break. Be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aaron. Aaron is different from ozone. Aaron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aaron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aaron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and we were talking about a lot of very, very interesting things. You may call in at 800-313-9443 with your comments or questions. Okay, go ahead and continue from where you left off.
Yeah, I was talking about Dr. Ewan Cameron, who is the head of the American and Canadian and World Psychological Associations, who really is one of these Mengele-type monsters who really set up a chamber of horrors at the Allen Research Institute, which was a branch of the McGill University, actually founded, of course, by the Rockefellers. and you get back to the same old, the Macy Foundation, the Geschicker Foundation, all these foundations are helping fund these things that go back to the same individual. But again, what his goal was, and this is stated in some of the sub-projects for MK Ultra, MK coming from mind control from the German, because we inherited these things from the Nazis. No question about this.
In fact, there's
so many papers that talk about what actually happened in the concentration camps.
Who wrote those papers?
Here's one: Project Monarch, Nazi Mind Control by Ron Patton.
Who?
Ron Patton. I would highly recommend you could Google it. It really gives the evolution of the Project MK Ultra. And it talks about how we inherited in Project Paperclip.
Now, you have been talking about Tavistock and that it was created in 1917 and that most of the mind control techniques came from Tavistock. We also know that the U.S. government had a program similar to that during World War I, and now you're trying to say that it all was generated from the Nazis? Come on.
No, my point here is that the Illuminati have infiltrated a number of governments, most principally England, United States, Germany, and Soviet Union. Here's right out of Ron Patton's book or article. In the 19th century, Great Britain and Germany were recognized as the primary geographic areas of Illuminati control.
The Illuminati was destroyed in Bavaria before they even got a chance to take a foothold.
Well, if you'll let me finish,
okay.
I think I can elaborate. It should be a little surprise to know the first work in behavioral science research was established in England in 1882, while much of the early medical and psychiatric techniques involved in mind control were pioneered at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. The Tavistock Institute of Human Relations was set up in London in 1921 to study the breaking point of humans. Kurt Lewin, a German psychologist, became the director of Tavistock in 1932. That's after he left the Frankfurt School in Germany. About the time the Nazi Germany was increasing its research into neuropsychology, parapsychology, and multi-generational occultism. Interestingly, a progressive exchange of scientific ideas was taking place between England and Germany, most notably in the field of eugenics. The movement devoted to improving the human species through the control of hereditary factors in mating. The nefariously enigmatic union between the two countries was bonded partly through the Order of the Golden Dawn, a secret society which consisted of many high-ranking officials in the Nazi Party and British aristocracy. So I totally see that the upper levels of the Nazis and the Brits were working together, and I can almost see the guys in the smoke-filled room saying, okay, America's going to win this war, and then we're going to set up a Cold War with Russia, you know, because Dulles' moves back in World War I and World War II.
Wait a minute. Who funded the Kaiser Institute in Germany? Was it not Rockefeller?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So,
but I'm saying at the top levels, they're all in it together. And Mengele was the Auschwitz angel of death. He was brought over here.
No. Mengele did not do what the Allies said he did.
Oh, he did, and he did it over here. He came over here under Operation Paperclip.
I don't think you can prove that.
Well, this is what the case is made in Carol Ruiz's book.
Kurt Lewin was Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a book called
The
Nation Betrayed.
That kind of puts a bias there, right?
What's that?
That makes the work biased. Most of the stuff that has come out talking about how the Nazis did this and the Nazis did that were written by Jewish authors. Including the one that claims that that the United States, certain entities in the United States, funded Hitler. And if you read other books, they say the exact opposite. But if you read what the Jews say, and they have they certainly have a dog in the fight, then it's they blame him for everything. They blame the Nazis for everything.
But well, you know, it's you're right. It's very difficult to understand, and you could be right. But I've got a book here called Adolf Hitler, Founder of Israel. And it could be
You know what? The first opening sentence in that tells a big lie. The opening sentence, before you even get into the book, tells a big fat lie. And if you talk to certain Jews themselves, they will tell you that these things in that book are not true. And the Zionist movement, to begin with, started in 1880 or earlier. So how could he have been the founder of Israel, particularly since it was the Balfour Declaration that generated the settlement of Palestine by the Jews?
What I'm suggesting, and obviously you've done a lot of research on this and come to a different conclusion, but what I'm suggesting is that the Nazis and the Zionists at the top levels were always in collusion, and the Zionists needed Hitler to drive Jews out of Germany and elsewhere in Europe.
The desire to get the Jews out of Germany started way before Hitler. It started in about the 1870s, and along with 70 plus other countries, they kicked the Jews out at least 109 times. So Germany was certainly not an anomaly in that respect. And yes, of course they wanted to get the Jews out of Germany because the Jews, the international Jewry, waged warfare in the spring of 1933 against Germany, and it was an economic war. And so these people, it would be the same as if an entity came into the United States and then just all of a sudden declared warfare against us. Germany was the very, very first country that emancipated their Jews, allowed them to have some autonomy in the country, allowed them to engage in certain occupations. They allowed them the freedoms that they were not allowed in other countries. And that's how they got paid. But certainly this is not, you know, the topic of the conversation today. So,
well, if you'll, and I appreciate where you're coming from, but what I'm doing is trying to trace the mind control. And from the reading that I've done, it comes from the Illuminati families a long time ago. In fact, it goes back to the Egyptian Book of the Dead and occultists and people who want to create zombie slaves, and they had understanding of how these techniques were used, thousands of years ago. Drugs, hypnosis. All we've done in the past century or so is refine the methods that were used in occult groups. But apparently, and of course, there was the occultic tool society orientation of some of the top Nazi people. From what I'm reading, a lot of the what was going on in the concentration camps with a number of the German scientists was experiments to make a master race
about making a master race. The only people that have ever been about making a master race are the Jews. Okay.
Well, I guess you and I are just going to have to disagree. I think somehow or another the Nazis got co-opted into that same mindset. And okay. I think in the going back to Ewan Cameron, he was one of the North American psychiatrists who served at the Nuremberg trials. He would have had access to all the experimental data of
those were staged. Those trials were all staged. I mean, if you've read any of the books from people who actually were there, a lot of the judges that were sent over there to act as legal counsel and whatever, they thought that was the worst thing that the United States had ever been involved with. Of course, you had allies, you had the Soviets, who were sitting in judgment on the people who lost the war, and the Soviets had killed millions of people at that time. And they blamed a lot of things that they had done, including the slaughter in the Katyn Forest, on the Germans. So what else did they blame on them?
Well, I think you have a soft spot in your heart for the people of Germany. I have a soft spot in my heart for the people of Germany too. But I think they were all kind of corralled into a world war that they didn't want to have, just like the United States and British and Soviets. All these people are corralled into wars that the elite want them to fight. So I think what we're trying to find out is who are the elite and how have they functioned and what have they done. And in my research into mind control, the Nazi precedes the American. And in fact, you had a number of Nazi scientists imported into this country during Operation Paperclip.
Well, they had no choice. It was either we're going to kill your family. Well, not only did they import the scientists and all the other assets from Germany, I mean, they imported some thousands upon thousands of patents, which they then shared with well-connected corporations. And they also brought all the scientists over. They were not going to leave Germany any kind of asset, whether you're talking human asset or patent asset or resources or anything else. They were going to make Germany an agricultural country and kill 2/3 of the population. Have you read the Morgenthau Plan?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to a break. We'll be right back.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock. Your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and I'm sorry, but we've got callers that have been hanging on for quite some time. So we should.
Can I just say a word first, Deanna?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we had a disagreement about the role of the Nazis in this, and I think it brings up the question of what books can you believe and what books can't you believe. Because
exactly.
I'm getting my information from some books, and you're getting your information from other books. And that shows you how tricky it is.
I read both kinds and draw my own conclusions based on history and based on what their objectives are and what has happened since then and who's running the world. It certainly isn't the Nazis, okay? All right, let's take a caller. Let's take Richard from Washington.
Good afternoon. This is a good show to bring it all together because the doctor's right on the right track. To really learn, you've got to study history and go back to civilization cycles. That's why I recommended Why Nations Fail. When you study these long-term cycles, you find there's one overlapping theme. That's the transition from the tribal mentality to the herd mentality. And the tribe, they worked in harmony with the resources, and the herd, they exhausted their resources, collapse with Jared Diamond. So when you look at the population curve, when we had the Black Plague, we dipped a little bit, but ever since then it's been asymptotic. And so what I call the inbreeding sociopathic tribe maintained their tribe mentality, and they've been trying to subvert the herd mentality ever since. And they used religion, Caesar's Messiah, when they created the three religions so they could divide and conquer the world. And they used mid-management, the military, the clergy, the intelligentsia, to use, as Carol Quigley calls it, the hidden hand, to essentially destroy 90% of the population. That's the agenda. We've got to get rid of the population from their perspective because it's their earth. That's their understanding. That's why they're sociopathic. And before they do that, they want to use the 90% remaining to gather all the resources so they can have them available when they come out of their total destruction. And let's see how they do it. Well, what do we do? How do we eliminate a cancer? The humans are a cancer on the earth. Well, the medical establishment says we got to poison them, chemotherapy, we got to cut, surgery, we got to irradiate it. What are they doing to us? Chemtrails. That's the chemotherapy. War. That's the surgery. And the solar cycles and the nuclear plant destructions. That's the radiations that's going to kill the 90%. Hey, we're right on program. It's going great.
Depends
that's
on
extremely
whose side
well
you're
said.
On, yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, doctor, you want to comment?
No, I really appreciate the comment. You kind of moved it up a notch to a kind of a generality of history, the tribal versus the herd. And yeah, this tribal god that they believe has chosen them, or in their own writings they might say or might admit, no, actually we made him up, so we're him. We're the god, you know. By the way, we're gods. And then it gets into the occult and black magic and whatever you can use to win, because it's a war, and it's a war of the infiltrators against the host, the parasites against the host. And I agree with that. I totally agree. Now, your very last comment to the guest was that the solar cycle and something else was going to finish it off. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, the elimination of the nuclear power plants. They put them all over the world, and they're starting to irradiate the whole world because of them. Fukushima is a classic example, Chernobyl. I mean, they're using all the things that the medical establishment tries to get us on a individual perspective in the herd perspective. And like you said, the programming, the mental programming. The only people that applies to are people that have lost their integrity as free individuals and have eliminated choice and become part of the herd, as we talked about in yesterday's program. The last remaining people are the outlaws, like the Mexican illegals or essentially the quote-unquote criminals that are going against the system. That's the last hope, and those are the people that don't want to be the slaves for the new world order. And that's just a diversion. That's just something to keep us distracted. It's really the inbreeding sociopathic tribe essentially eliminating the 90% of us.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much for that insight. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, read Why Nations Fail. You get the big cycles that are happening since the Spanish and the English, and you take it out of the small cycles of German, which I told Deanna was just another pump and dump, which is the classic economical model for how they get rid of us. Have a great program. Glad to contribute.
Richard, Why Nations Fail? Who wrote that book?
Asa Mogla, Acemoglu, and Robinson, James Robinson. Real good. The subtitle is The Origins of Power, Prosperity, and Poverty. And then, The Parable of the Tribes is another excellent book, even though I'm not
too...
All
right, yeah. I've got that one.
Okay, yeah. I'm not too thrilled with this kind of conclusionary thing, because it kind of goes with you about the Holocaust, et cetera, but, leading
hopes,
there, the first three quarters is great.
Yes, indeed. Okay, thanks, Richard.
Appreciate have a great
program.
Thank
you, Richard. That was great. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what were we talking about? You were talking about an argument that we were having. We weren't arguing. We were just discussing
stuff.
Well,
I appreciate that we can differ, do it. What I was saying is, yes, in the light of the fact of, say, Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA is paying all these professors to write all these books, what can we trust, you know?
Exactly.
And that becomes,
and we'll talk
about that becomes
that
a big
when
question.
We come back. Let's talk about that when we come back. Okay, be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. He's got 5 websites. Now, you mentioned, you said that I have a soft spot in my heart for Germany. No, I have a soft spot in my heart for truce. And just because people assume that the cabal has co-opted most governments does not mean that they have co-opted all of them. Now, you right before the break, you said, okay, it depends on which books you read. And I prefer to read both, and then I draw my own conclusions. But then you also have to ask yourself, okay, what books are getting the most media attention? What books or what host or what network, what television programs promote the illusion of history that we have been fed by our government schools? Which books, as I said, which books get the most media attention? Or which authors get the most media attention? For instance, if you talk about 9/11, which personalities associated with 9/11 get to be on Fox, and which ones are vilified? The people who are vilified, the countries that are vilified, or the leaders who are vilified, and we can go, Hitler, Gaddafi, or whomever, you have to say, well, why are they getting all this media vilification? And who owns the media? And you can also apply that to religion. Richard said, well, the Jews or whomever, the cabal, has created all three religions. Well, which religion is being slandered now? And what do we have at the White House? Do we have a manger scene or do we have a menorah? I think that if you ask these kinds of questions, you kind of come up with some legitimate answers. And what version of history do we have? Are we being fed? Instead of looking at the other side, we need to say, okay, what history are we being fed? Who destroyed 36,000 titles in Germany that covered all of their literature, their textbooks between 1933 and 1945? It was the Allies. They pulped all that history. And they staged the trials. And of course, you're always going to get the winner's side of the history. You're always going to get their version of what happened. And you mentioned before that they pay all of these college professors to write all of these books. Well, what do you think they're writing about? And you mentioned the one book. You mentioned, Founder of Israel. The first thing that they says, and this was written by Cardell, no first name, but it was written by Cardell. And the first claim that he makes is typical signs of Jewish features are eyes are usually shiny and both eyelids are heavy and swollen. The limp bag under the eyes is usually fuller and stands out more than on Gentiles. He is trying to say that Adolf Hitler, with high probability, is a grandson of a Jew, Frankenberger. Well, that has been proven time and time again to be false. And if you're going to open your book with an apparent falsehood, then what good is the rest of your book? What statements in the rest of your book can you believe it are valid? I've gone through this book.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's a bunch of garbage.
A book that I have used. Okay. I'll mention three books by quote unquote mind control victims, severe mind control victims. One, Carol Rutt's A Nation Betrayed: The Chilling True Story of Secret Cold War Experiments Performed on Our Children and Other Innocent People. Okay, she goes into tracing Mengele's activities here. Then Transformation of America: The True Life Story of a CIA Mind Control Slave by Kathy O'Brien with Mark Phillips. Well, it turns out Mark Phillips is a ex-CIA guy who became her handler, so you don't know exactly if you can believe everything in that one. And then there's Bryce Taylor's Thanks for the Memories. And she talks about Bob Hope and Henry Kissinger as being amongst her main handlers. Now, is it possible that all three of these books are disinformation? There's a lot of parallels in them, and what they experienced indeed seem to be the kinds of things that are talked about in the MK Ultra experiments. I think we do need to be critical. I think we need to weigh the evidence. We need to read a lot. But going back to your earlier question, there is an article. Okay, it's in theexaminer.com. Okay, you may have some prejudice about the Examiner, right? But it was Newtown shooter mind controlled? CIA documents give evidence. Okay, this guy Fred Burks on December 19th of 2012 then takes statements out of these MK Ultra documents, which were released. Ten boxes were released under Freedom of Information Act to John Marks in about 1975 or something like that. That's after the CIA director, what's his name? Escapes me at the moment.
Casey or Colby? Which one?
Helms. Helms destroyed all of this, the MK Ultra files that he could find, but apparently there were 10 boxes left in the Financial Records Department. And so John Marks got heavily redacted versions of these documents, whited out, in other words, with names missing. But then he got an ACLU group with him and hired some other people, and they filed all these things, and they traced down who they thought was who, which scientist was which scientist. Okay, that's 10 boxes. Well, by shortly thereafter, by 1977, the CIA said, well, gee, now we got 130 boxes full of documents, but guess what? We're not going to give them to you because Freedom of Information Act does not apply to us. Okay, so ever since those documents were released in 75, there's been a complete blackout of pertinent government documents regarding mind control. And so most of the books that you find are about those 10 boxes of documents, which are well established. Mm-hmm. But then if you want to get what's going on now, then this is the subject of another quite a few interviews. There's a book called Project Soul Catcher, Volume 2, Secrets of Cyber and Cybernetic Warfare Revealed. Now, again, we're talking about the electronics. We're talking about non-lethal weapons. We're talking about directed energy. We're talking about psychotronics, mind control, electrical stimulation of the brain was an early term. But these technologies have been out there. In fact, I'll make the case that, Tavistock said these are the three things we need to do to take down a domestic population. I would say they did that. That was the goal in the Kennedy and Kennedy and King assassinations. And the Kennedy and Kennedy and King assassinations used Manchurian candidates, people who were mind-controlled, to either be the patsies and or do the shooting. So you have in the 60s then complete application of how you do mind control for individuals, that is the patsies or the assassins, the Manchurian candidates themselves, and target the domestic population. So I don't think you can understand the 60s unless you understand mind control a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
And I can get a little bit more detailed there and say that there's a book by, and again, this is a pseudonym, so how do we trust him? I don't know. Lincoln Lawrence, 1967, Were We Controlled? The Assassination of President Kennedy. And he talks about the quote-unquote Wall Street rumor. And now, have you ever heard of the Wall Street rumor? Probably not, because it didn't seem to get any press. But the Wall Street rumor was that there was an incredible profit-taking on that day in the commodities market that was timed perfectly with the assassination, much like we saw in 9-1-1, where there was enormous profit-taking because there was insider knowledge as to that particular crime. But the technologies used were all of them. It was the media, it was the electronic mind control, and he goes into this in his 1967 book. He talks about what the technologies are. So it's, and they excuse me, they are RHIC, radio hypnotic intracerebral control, and EDM, electronic dissolution of memory. These were available by 1960 to the intelligence agencies. So RHIC is a tool for control of individual human behavior that involves the application of post-hypnotic suggestion triggered by radio transmission. So it's a combination of hypnosis and then triggering by radio transmission. And then EDM allows controllers to actually erase part of the memory or erase time for a minute or a half a minute or something like that. It causes an illusionary distortion of memory that destroys one's time orientation. So a Manchurian candidate could actually kill somebody and not even remember it.
Oh, absolutely.
Under this programming. So this was a book written in 1967. I certainly never heard about it until just last year when I bought it for an inflated price on Amazon used. And there's probably not that many copies in the country anymore. I got it from a library, a Three Rivers Junior College Library, Polar Bluff, it looks like Missouri.
Right.
So anyway, the technology of electronic mind control has been with us since 1960 and
sure,
probably explains what happened. In fact, in the book by Ross, Colin Ross, Project Bluebird, he's a doctor, psychiatrist, and he's head of the... Yeah, he mentions Manchurian candidates, and he talks about Sirhan and Chapman.
Sirhan does not remember that at all, but
right.
It's very interesting that what he saw was the woman with the polka dot dress, and they use certain fabric patterns to initiate activities that they have instructed the person to do. So yeah, it's all very interesting. But we do have another caller. Why don't we take another caller? All right, let's take Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, welcome to the program.
This is a really good program, Deanna.
Yes, I'm enjoying it tremendously.
You guys are touching on the basics of where we get our information. Everybody would agree that a person's judgment is based on their information, and if our information is bogus or false or comes from the enemy, how in the heck can any person ever be sure of anything? We're all, like, to a certain extent, Manchurian candidates.
Well, it depends on if you use critical thinking skills. And if you know something about what is happening to you, then
yes,
you can make a choice about whether or not you're going to sit in front of a TV for 10 hours a day and soak all that garbage in.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all about choice, personal responsibility, and using critical thinking.
But, and related to what you see going on outside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I totally agree with the comment. I'm 63, and I think, you know, just looking at my life, you know, you're totally bewildered and confused about what in the world's going on. I lived through the 60s, so that was especially confusing. But I don't think you could even possibly hope to get an understanding of the bigger picture, you know, until later in your career, if you're lucky. And I was a professor, and I had time to read and things like that. Most people, I think, are so busy, you know, making ends meet, et cetera, that they're going to have to take what information is fed to them as true. And so, in a sense, this is the matrix of disinformation that William Casey's talking about, so that people don't have a clue as to what's happening, because they're so put off guard by this false constructed reality, virtual reality, really.
That's what makes this a good show, because you are talking about something deeper than what I normally hear. So I'll let you two get back at it.
Well,
thank you very much
for your phone call, Joel. Appreciate it.
In relation to that, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, you get a lot on the Internet, and again, you have to use your BS filters. Here's one, meta-research, Jewish a priori junk science. And he's going back through history and saying, gee, Sir Francis Bacon, who's, of course, the British advocate for science, and I would have studied him in college, as most others would have, that he says he was he was of that particular group. Of course, Karl Marx was, as well as being a Satanist. He's got others in here, Albert Einstein, B.F. Skinner, David Wechsler, and that, in a sense, because of the media ownership, these people are elevated to positions of great respect and authority, and maybe their ideas aren't that all that great, you know? So to reinterpret the matrix, for instance, University of Chicago, Robert Hutchins puts out a series of books called The Great Books, and my dad had that, and my uncle, and they both were at the University of Chicago. Well, University of Chicago is supported by the Rockefellers, and Hutchison, a lot of the great books are guys like Marx, Freud, et cetera, who are, you know, definitely of this particular, shall we say, tribal group.
Right, and you also have to look at Freud and his nephew, Edward Bernays, who was the PR, the initiator of PR here in this country, and learned how to manipulate whole populations, get them to smoke or buy a particular product or think a particular thing. And he got most of his information on technique about how to persuade the population from his uncle. And his uncle actually fell into the psychiatric business because of the death of one of their of a mutual friend when he was in medical school, and discovered that if you talk to people a certain way, particularly when they're grieving, that you can persuade them to do a lot of different things, and you allow people to abandon their values by saying, oh, well, you know, everybody feels like that, or it's okay to have those feelings. Go ahead and participate in those feelings. Go ahead and accept them. You're okay. So, and he also realized that you can make a fortune by doing that. So,
right. Yeah, well, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll of the 60s, it turns out each of those elements was encouraged from on high and in fact, delivered to us.
Yes, indeed. All righty, we do have our last break. We will be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Guest today has been Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and he has 5 websites: naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, 911nwo.com, ericcarlstrom.com, and my website plus.com. Alrighty, we've got just about 3 minutes left, so I have certainly enjoyed our visit today.
Well, me too. Thank you very much for having me, Deanna. This is such an important topic, and I'm I'm glad to hear you're all over it, you know, and I'm glad to talk about these things. I think they're so important.
Oh, particularly since the Sandy Hook situation.
Yeah, oh, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's, we watch it in our daily lives, and of course it's done, orchestrated to a point, which is, again, gun control and, you know, problem, reaction, solution, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. But I could just real quick read off of this. It says 10 modern methods of mind control. I think we need to be aware of all of them. Education, advertising and propaganda, predictive programming, as in movies that tell you how the controllers want things to be. Sports, politics, and religion can be used in that way. Food, water, and air pollution can be used towards that end. Drugs, certainly, as we've talked about. Military testing, as you mentioned. The electronic spectrum gets into psychotronics and electronic mind control. Then television, computer, and like you said, the flicker rate, it can be one. And then in the future, hopefully not, but it says nanobots. Science fiction horror directly to the modern brain. The nanobots are on the way. Direct brain modification already has been packaged as neuroengineering. And this could then change the way people think. And, of course, they're talking about chipping people, and it gets into the whole issue of transhumanism or cybernetics, the combination of humans and machines. Again, the goal is to take the non-worthy 90% or whatever, 95% of us, turn us into, erase our brains, make us dissociative and then suggestible and then controllable, and then use us either to perform some function, as in a robot or a slave, or for elimination. So I think this stuff needs to be taken very seriously. We need to look at the who and the how and the why, and I think we did a pretty good job today.
Oh, absolutely. We have one more question from the chat room. What do you think about the CI Schofield brainwashing operation? The CI is Christian Identity.
I think maybe I don't know as much about that as you do. I've heard, you know, you mentioned something about the far Christian right being manipulated, and I have no doubt that it's true. I've heard about the fellowship or the brotherhood or whatever. But I think that, well, let me just say that guys like Dr. Jalen West of UCLA did a lot of work with all the drugs and all the different kinds of mind control, and then really focused in on the work of destructive cults and controlling people through destructive cults. Supposedly there's over 5,000 in this country right now, and people can be victimized by them. Smart people can be taken in, like they were with the Bhagwan Rajneesh in Oregon. And so, again, beware.
Exactly.
This is a way to control people. Yeah.
We have run out of time. It's been wonderful having you on the program, and let's do this again.
I'd love to. Thanks very much, Deanna. It's a very important topic.
All right.
Have a good one,
care.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you on Monday.